all Israel there is nothing else of value.
Jeremiah, you have abused us too long.
In the name of God, get up. Haven't we endured enough?
You have made a mockery out of Judah.
Don't abuse us anymore.
That yoke is iron and it cannot be broken. If you try, your people, your God, and your prophet will be destroyed.
Oh, God, they'll not die.
You may interpret the yoke any way you like. It's the beauty of submission or the futility of resistance. In the end, it makes no difference.
And now, Nehushta, together we shall go to Babylon.
No, Zedekiah. We will not all go to Babylon. Now sit down, Zedekiah. No, not here. Over there. Make it quietly over there, Zedekiah, where you will not be disturbed by the affairs of Judah. That's very good, Zedekiah.
I'm not deceived. I see you all very clearly. Remember your king.
I love your king.
You sit, my lord, in the shambles of Judah. Between her sovereign king and her traitor prophet. True messiahs. How long will Judah grovel before her God? When will we rise up and seize the freedom that belongs to us?
Decide, Nehushta. I shall stand. I shall call all Judah to sing the praises of the warrior queen. Come, Pasher. Lead the people in song.
You hear the people, Hananiah. They are silent.
God will give us the victory. For the sake of his temple and the land which he has given us, he will overlook our transgressions and defend us against the Babylonians.
There was a time, Hananiah, when I would have said those very words to you, and you would have laughed at me. You would have praised Babylon for her art and wisdom and reminded me that there was only one God and there was nothing to fear.
My Lord High Priest, we ask for your support. Give us your answer.
Here is my answer.
Is there nothing left of your faith in God? What of the patience, merciful love of God?
You cannot instruct me in the patience of God. Here is the word of God, and there is no other.
No, Pasha. I will show you the word of God. You see? I lift up this yoke. And when it falls, then you shall see
the word of God cannot be forced.
Pasha, Hananiah. Let there be no more squabbling about the word of God. For generations and for centuries, our fathers have appealed in violence to the word of God. Let the division settle nothing. Let the people sit down. Let the prophet will not be harmed. Go now, both of you. And leave the prophet to me. This matter will be settled between Jeremiah and his queen.
How well the Nehushta fills the drum. Before you, all the sons of David fall. But you are dealing with no ordinary man, and I do not think that even you can break the word of God.
Hey,
I remember a time you stood erect and straight. Denouncing everything about me. I was the great whore of Judah, betraying my country to the enemy. Do you realize, Jeremiah, how much I enjoyed that? To me, your rage was warmer than the love of any man. Where is your rage now, Jeremiah? Now is the time to strike the wicked whore. They're all watching. Why don't you stretch out the eyes of Queen Nehushta? Root her up from the land. Let the people see their God. Let them all see the true traitor of Am I the one who bent the knee to Babylon? No, Jeremiah. You are the traitor.
It was the word of God.
But why do you submit? Don't be stupid. Don't be weak like other men. You are the prophet of the Lord, and you rise to lead this nation. I know. Very hard. You've served God very long, and it's hard to break his yoke. But Jeremiah, God has never loved you. He has never relieved your suffering or strengthened you in hardship. He is very cruel, and he's made a fool of you.
Help me.
Do you remember the innocence of my youth? When I loved you and you pursued me so proud and eager. I was going to be your wife and you my husband. But in the darkness of night, when your hands melted, you cried those same words, help me. No, Jeremiah, I will not help you. Let the yoke fall and come. May God free this nation, and may we seize the throne of David, drive off the enemy, and restore our land. That's right, Jeremiah. Embrace me. Love me. Correct me. For I am Israel, and you are God. Do you see how easy it is, Ananias? Violence is not the only way. And there are some things sweeter than death. You may unhand me, Jeremiah. Jeremiah, take your hands off me. No, Hananiah. We must leave Jeremiah to his God. I am sure that the weapons of God are sharper than your bloody sword.
Thank you for killing your God and making him human. Now I can praise the Lord. Praise the Lord!
The day I was born, the day my mother bore me.
Praise the Lord!
And be the man who said to my father, rejoice, you have a son!
Praise the Lord!
Oh, why was my mother's womb not my grave?
Why didn't she stay pregnant forever?
Thank you for deliverance.
Why did I come forth from the womb to see toil and sorrow and end my days in shame?
Jeremiah, do not curse your birth now that you have been delivered.
No, 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 Lord, no! No, I will not listen! I have set my face against you. Do not turn towards me. You have cursed me. Do not bless.
Jeremiah? Hard to be a man. You have shown me, now I will show you.
You have destroyed me.
The last thing I heard him say was, "It is not hard to be a man. You have shown me, now I will show you." There was no other indication of what he meant to do. When I came in, she was lying at his feet, and he stood over her, plunging his fingers in his eyes.
When Hananiah tried to stir the people, the beggars rose up and pursued him to the temple. It was there, grabbing onto the horns of God's altar, that I saw Hananiah's dog.
Temple, too, was burned. The Babylonians sacked the city. Babylon has come to us, and it is to Babylon that we must go.
To lay the body of Nehushta at the feet of her dead husband.
Now is the word of God complete.
And the fury of his word has reached its bound by the waters of Babylon. There we sat down.
Pick up their children and smack them against the rock. God did not spare us, neither will he spare them.
They have rooted up my heritage. They have pulled down my house. They have driven off my people. So may it be unto them.
The word of God will not cease. Will go on spreading over all the world for generations and generations. Nations shall rise up and destroy each other. This is the sixth unchanging message of Jeremiah.
The welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile. Pray to the Lord on its behalf.
So, now God wants us to pray for Babylon.
Yes, for in the welfare of the city you will find your own welfare.
But will there be no return? Won't God restore Israel?
No, Israel has already been destroyed. But God is calling a new people. He is gathering them from all the nations of the world here to this place, where they will become a new Israel.
And for this new Israel, will God build a new temple?
There will be no temple. God himself will be the temple, and he shall dwell among his people. And there shall be no law written in books or taught in school, but the will of God shall be written in the hearts of the people, and they shall obey him instinctively.
If there is no temple, then I see no place for me in this day of the Lord.
And I see no place for anyone if there is no law. This time will be no different. The same thing will happen all over again. This new people of God will fall just like the old.
Where is Jeremiah? Has he already gone to Babylon?
He has returned from Babylon. He is coming now. He is coming as the great and the mighty of the people of God.
God, who shall never be forgotten.